I've been listening to that tune for 40 years or more. That happens to be Turkey in the Straw by Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. So just in case you weren't aware that that was Turkey in the Straw, the turkey is out of the straw and pretty close to the oven right now. So
hopefully out of your freezer.
Yeah.
At this point.
Better be. Yeah. Or you're going to have a nice icy meal. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is time for the Phenology Show. And phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I guess the big event this week was, of course, what you see outside your door. I don't know how extensive this snowfall was, but I suspect most of you in northern Minnesota have snow on the ground at this point. None of the lakes that I check regularly are frozen, and that doesn't surprise me, but I would think that many of them will be freezing this week. And of course, that always is exciting for me because I like to skate. And I also have an ice boat, which is sort of a ice, you know, we don't care for snow. We just rather have ice and let it go at that. But I went back through my records and did a quick check just on, I just typed in the word skating in my journals because I don't have a, like a, I have ice in dates for the lake, but I don't have skating dates for the lake. Now, skating, you need to have, I think the sheriff recommends 4 inches, and 4 inches is plenty. But you should always go, if you're going to go skating, you want to prepare for it. Find a friend who's equally insane and bring a rope, bring ice picks, bring life jackets. I mean, these are for the first skates of the year. Once you've got 4 or 5 inches of ice and you've been out on the lake and you've checked it all out, you can leave a lot of that stuff back at home. But I always skate with ice picks because I never know when I'm going to need to drag myself back out of a hole in the ice. And ice picks are the tool of choice for that. So be careful, be thoughtful, and practice a little bit of self-restraint. Just looking back in 1994, on the 24th of November, I was skating on Crooked Lake, and the bottom of the ice sheet was littered with caddisflies. Now, caddisflies are these interesting little bugs that gather up various materials and form a house around their body. And some of them use shells, some of them use weeds, some of them use rocks. Each species of caddisfly has a different choice of material to make its house out of. But all of them build these little houses that they then use to kind of protect themselves. And on the 24th in 1994, they were thick under the ice, and I saw many, many of them. The next day I was out, and there was a giant water bug under the ice, which is that bug that's about 3 inches long and terrifying if you're not familiar with them, and a bug that you would avoid if you had the choice. If you have any experience with them at all, you would find them quite poor companions. They have a boring, and this is not boring as in ho-hum, this is boring as in let's drill a hole, mouth parts that they can sink into your flesh. And if you're not prepared for that, you will be rudely and somewhat unhappily surprised at that moment, because it hurts and you don't want to have that happen if you can avoid it. So going back to some of my early skating events, in 1999, November 30th, in 2006, the 27th of November, in 2009, not until December 4th did the lakes freeze and got thick enough for skating. In 2011, it was the 28th. In 2013, it was the 22nd. The earliest I was ever out skating on safe ice was the 7th of November in 2017. In 2019, it was the 24th of November. And in 2021, it was the 22nd of November. And last year, because there was almost no snow, I got to skate until I was, you know, satisfied. I didn't need any more. Skating will come along. We had, as I mentioned, I saw my first snowflakes this past week on the 20th, and that was just enough to sort of cover the ground. I called it a trace. It melted out to like 3/100ths of an inch of rain of moisture, so it wasn't much. It was less than a quarter of inch snow. Pardon me. But on the 25th, yesterday, we had an inch and a half, and that measured out to about 1/17ths of an inch of moisture in that snow that came yesterday. So that made it pretty average. Usually a 10-to-1 ratio is kind of average amount of snow from water. So if you take a 0.17 inches of water and turn it into 1.5 or 6 or 7 inches of snow, you sort of have a 10-to-1 ratio. And that's pretty much what happened. A note about my lilac, which still has green leaves on it. Kind of surprising in that this is hardly the time for lilacs to have leaves at all. But because the leaves fell off very early this year as the result of a fungus, the plants sort of rebudded and in some cases actually flowered. And some of the kids were talking about flowers on the lilacs. And I've had a number of reports from around the area of people who did have flower buds, flowers on their lilacs this fall, which was a sort of reaction of the plant to losing its leaves early and trying to make sure that it could continue producing plant material and seeds for its continued survival. I have a staghorn sumac at my house, and it lost its last leaves this past week. And on Saturday, pardon me, on Saturday, a large flock of tundra swans flew over the house, and they were up very high, and it was had to be 75 birds or more. There was easily a quarter mile between the two tips of the V of the tundra swans flying south. I got a report from Sam Miletich and from Dallas Hudson, both who were out deer hunting on Saturday, and both of them saw large flocks of tundra swans flying over as well. The tundra swans are smaller than the trumpeter swans, and they only come over Minnesota twice a year, spring and fall. And usually they follow the ice out as they go north, and they follow the ice in as they go south. So when I see tundra swans flying overhead, I know that the area lakes are not far from freezing. So I'll be surprised if we don't have ice by the end of the weekend.
Hey, we did get a text from Dan in Grand Rapids who says Horseshoe Lake in Southwest Grand Rapids froze over last night.
Ah, well, Dan, I thank you. And I expect that Crooked probably froze as well. But at 5 o'clock this morning, I wasn't going to walk down and look. But it was open yesterday. But I suspect that it's probably as yours. It was right on the verge. I mean, they've been cool and cooling, and they are very close. And Horseshoe Lake and Crooked Lake are similar. They're smaller, shallow lakes, and apt to freeze before a lot of other lakes in the area. But thank you, Dan. Thanks for that note. And I'm sure Art probably over in Warba probably is going to let me know that McGuire froze last night as well. And I expect when I get home today, I'll find that Crooked has a sheet of ice on it as well. And that's not a bad thing. I saw some crows this week, and they will hang around. Typically, crows kind of migrate out beginning in December and come back sort of at the end of January, early February. So, but there are still some around, and they're, you know, like the robins, there are always a few that kind of hang out. And by the way, I saw my last robins on the, I think it was the 16th of November at my neighbor Marvin's house. They were dining on some of the last of the berries at his house. They've long gone from my place. They've eaten all the apples and have moved on. Blue jays, white-breasted nuthatches, red-breasted nuthatches, black-capped chickadees, of course. These are birds that are coming to my feeder. All of the woodpeckers, I've got pileated, downy, hairy, and red-bellied woodpeckers coming to my feeders. I think that's it for the birds, although I did see three small brown birds that I thought might have been pine siskins on the road on yesterday afternoon, and I suspect that they may be pine siskins and probably are moving into the area. I'll be watching my feeder to see when they show up. My game cam shows consistent pictures of a coyote or two, and I suspect that these coyotes are a resident pair. And they come down the trail past the game cam. They go down my driveway. They go out into the fields and probably do a little mousing. And then they come back and I get a picture of them coming and going. And, you know, as familiar as they are with me and I am with them, I don't know why they just don't come by the door and ask for some dog food. I'd be happy to share it with them. I mentioned earlier this morning that getting out and walking around a little bit yesterday, I had shoveled the sidewalk and the voles had come across the sidewalk. And because the sidewalk is impermeable and I'd shoveled the snow off, they were on the surface and I could see their tracks. And then when they got to the deep snow on the side of the sidewalk, well, inch and a half deep, they disappeared under the snow. So checking on those guys, this is the time of year when you're going to discover subnivian culture. And subnivian simply means below the ground or below the snow. And it's a nice warm spot to be if you're a vole, and that's where the voles will hang out. Mice run on the surface. They don't really care. But the voles are really happy to have some snow because they will disappear under that snow. And though they are not safe, they are better protected than they are when they're running in the open. But the owls that are going to be coming into the area or are already in the area have fantastic hearing, and they can hear the great gray owl. It is reputed that they can hear a mouse at 100 feet under 2 feet of snow. And that's pretty good hearing, I'll tell you what. That puts what I've got to shame. I mentioned the snow and the cold temperatures. Last night was my first below 20 degree night. I have not had a temperature below 20. I think 22 was as cold as I had been up until last night. This morning at 5 a.m., it was around 15, and probably by 8, it's going to be, as cold as it'll get, and I would expect it'll be in the 12, 13-degree range. But I don't think we're at single digits yet. That is yet to come. Really quickly, on this date, on the 26th of November, in the past, pine grosbeaks have been seen. In 1986, there was a flock of 25 loons that were on Sugar Lake near Grand Rapids. And in 1990, again, pine grosbeaks. 93, northern shrike. 94, today we had our first single-digit temperature. In 2002, Wabana froze on the 26th of November, and that is early for Wabana. Wabana is one big, deep lake and usually one of the last ones to freeze. Crooked Lake was frozen in 2004. Hill Lake was frozen in 2007 on today's date. Had fox sparrows in 2008. In 2009, we had goldfinches, pine grosbeaks, red poles, pine siskins, tundra swans, and a robin. Lots of birds on that particular year on this date. In 2010, I heard eagles calling from the nest. In 2012, we had our first 11/26/2012, first below zero temperature. In 2013, we had our first snow cover, which is pretty close. We had the 25th this year. In 2013, it was on the 26th. In 16, ruffed grouse, evening grosbeaks, and bald eagles. In 2017, skating on Crooked and McKinney Lakes, both in 2017. In 2019, cardinals, barred owls, and great gray owls. In 2020, a report of a flicker, a late moving flicker. Muskrats, Canada geese, and tundra swans. And last year, on today's date, we had a bit of light snow. That's the phenology report for this week. Stay tuned for more student reports coming up in a few minutes. But remember, phenology is local. What happens at my house doesn't happen at your house. So get outside, make some notes, start a phenology calendar. You're coming up on a new year. Good time to maybe break into a new habit and do some phenology.